You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And that would be Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, longtime Steelers insider before that. Hello, Jeremy.
What's up, guys?
Are you insulted by that, that you were just left off insider Mount Rushmore?
So this is insider Mount
Rushmore? NFL, yes. Newsbreaker Rushmore, yeah.
You're right there, Jeremy.
Yeah, there are a lot of good ones. It's all good.
Here we go, Jeremy.
I'll work my way up.
I was going to say, you got a lot of time left, though. You're very early in your career here. So,
Jeremy, hold on, though. Sometimes
for sure. I'm more fascinated by the 100 days conversation in regards to the football nerds. I totally agree. And I am in the minority. Every time I see those tweets about football's in like 2 weeks,
yes,
I get anxiety because my summer is like I'm just starting my summer. I'm just finishing some projects and things like that. And then after I do TV this week, I'll have like a week off and that's it. And then it's like camp and football and it's way too early.
Yeah, Jeremy, I mean,
I'm with you.
We might be getting the chisel out and taking a name off or a face off there and putting you on for that.
Well, that would be your personal one and not mine.
Just for the record, some people might react differently if they knew who the four were. We put Schefter on there. We put Rap Sheet on there.
Yeah.
We put Pelissero on there and then Rossini.
Well, she had just come on with us in her charm.
Appearance.
She charmed us.
She was talking about Italian meals and you know, deli cold cuts.
It was very well
so
done.
So she just snuck onto the list.
All right,
but that's a big four.
So, Jeremy, you saw...
So do you have to ingratiate yourself to get
if
in
you
the,
do a terrific interview hurt. Today, it's going to help you.
I got it.
The Watt tweet from Schefter. So you obviously read it and saw it, and you talked to people about what's going on with Watt. So how would you spin it? How would you tell us the latest with what's going on there?
So I'll start with sort of the Steelers portion of things, just asking around. And from what I was told, the way it was couched to me is like, this is sort of the cost of doing business. We're working on it with TJ. They want to get a deal done. I still sense a little bit of optimism with Pittsburgh, not a ton, but like enough where they would like to get a deal done by the end of the summer. And even a couple of days ago, I was under the impression that, you know, once he gets his deal, he'll be the highest paid edge rusher, highest paid non-quarterback, all that fun stuff. So I don't sense that anything has gone wrong at this point. It's just that, you know, yesterday they decided to make more moves and sort of spend more money that was probably going his way. You know, in the case of Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey are now both on the books. So maybe that cuts into the bottom line a little bit. But, you know, when I checked around, I don't get the sense that the Steelers' plan has changed here. They still want to reach a deal with T.J. Watt. It's just these are uncomfortable and they have not made a lot of progress. So closer to camp, this should get crystallized a little bit. GMs I talked to, other teams I talked to, they do not expect him to be dealt. Like this is not really, from people I've talked to, not really a thing high on their radar right now. Now, that doesn't mean that teams are not plotting and potentially going to make some sort of move here. It would take a lot. But we saw it with Myles Garrett a couple months ago. He requested a trade. A couple weeks later, he's got a deal. Like, sometimes that's the way these things go a little bit. It's got to get turbulent before it gets better.
Jeremy, what, if anything, are you hearing from people that are closer to Watt's side of this, his camp? Is it a similar cost of doing business? I mean, what are we hearing on that end of it? Because it does take two to tango at all times.
What's the holdup on the Watt deal?
No, just like from Watt's perspective, like you said, from the Steelers, yeah. the team perspective, hey, cost of doing business, we're optimistic. But are you hearing anything from Watt's side of this, his camp, as to how they feel about it?
So, you know, I think it's more about the structure of it and the guarantees and the length. I mean, all that's always a factor. Those are the big ones. It's one of those things where any team can put a big number on a contract. But then, you know, you can say it's a $40 million a year deal or whatever it is, but then you're dressing it up and really the guarantees are bad or the structure's bad. Like, you know, he set a precedent a couple years back when he did that original extension where he got serious guarantees with a team that wasn't used to giving those out. Like, he sort mm-hmm. of broke them a little bit. And so now he's got to one-up that. I think he expects the same treatment, you know, so... I have a hard time believing that the Steelers won't find a sweet spot on that. Omar Khan's been aggressive with what he wants to do on a very smaller scale, but you saw with Cam Hayward, there was a lot of haggling over his contract. You know, that took a long while. They started really low, and then they eventually came to a sweet spot. That's far less money than what Watt's dealing with right now, but it's one of the things where Omar Khan will negotiate aggressively, but he does ultimately want to reach a deal that wins for both sides.
Jeremy, are you under the impression
because of that?
Sorry, are you under the impression that the guaranteed money needs to be more than Myles Garrett's?
Yes, that is my sense. Don't hold me to that, but that is certainly my sense. If I had to look back at the deal, Myles Garrett's deal was a classic win-win, I thought, for both sides, because Myles got what he wanted, but the Browns also had some escape hatches in that deal. It was not ironclad in that it was fully guaranteed, or the percentage wasn't outrageous. Where, you know, T.J. Watt got a really strong percentage on his last deal, plus the way the market's going. Now, he is 30 years old, so the Steelers can hold that against him a little bit. The whole defense didn't play well at the end of the year. I do think that included Watt. So, you know, they're going to have to find that middle ground. But the guarantees are looming large here, I would say. That is a big part of this.
Jeremy, we now know with what happened yesterday, you can't just say it's never going to happen with the Steelers because something seismic could come down the pike at any time. So if for some reason team and player are still very much at loggerheads, are you getting any sense from people around the league as to what it would take to actually get T.J. Watt from the Steelers to another team in terms of a trade return, the perceived value of him in a trade as far as picks would go, or maybe another somehow a player-for-player swap, as unlikely as that would seem?
Yeah, the way it was explained to me when I kind of talked to some teams yesterday about this, trying to sort of figure out this puzzle, and again, it is a lot of hypothetical when these teams talk about it, but they figured Myles Garrett, when he was quasi-available, was worth probably two first-round picks, or maybe it's like a first and then some sort of package, like a good day two pick. Watt's probably really close to that in value. Myles has a slight edge. He's considered the superior pass rusher, at least right now, and maybe age is a part of that, but he is sort of number one and Watt's two. So you go a sliding scale, maybe you do a first-round pick and then like a lesser of a day two pick or a package, but it would have to equal at least 90% of whatever Garrett would have garnered in a trade. So, again, all of this is 30,000 feet from the sky, you know, just sort of hypothetical, but it would require a lot. Now, I will say trade packages have been suppressed a little bit. Like, teams got sick of giving up a bunch of draft capital and paying a guy these obscene numbers that we're seeing with the ballooning salary cap. That's probably why Trey Hendrickson didn't get traded. The Bengals wanted a first-round pick. I think a team would be willing to do that for just the player on a reasonable contract, but when you have to pay him too, it's a major issue. So I don't think these packages are what people think, like, oh, wow, Deshaun Watson, the Browns gave up three first-round picks for him. Like, you're just not going to see that kind of deal in this climate. So it would have to be a first-round pick because of the caliber of player, but I think you could get creative, and it wouldn't be like a deal-breaker. And that's another reason why Pittsburgh's probably just not going to do it, because it would take an enormous amount to move off of a player like that, and I just don't think a team would be prepared to do that knowing what they have to pay him.
Jeremy, how about what might be next for the Steelers if not a Watt deal? There's still a hole at number two wide receiver. There's also possibly now a hole at safety with Minka going to Miami. So what do you think makes the most sense for them?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so I think free agency is a real option for them at some point. But I checked in today. There's nothing firm and fast on the radar. Like, they're not hot on anything right now. But I think I tweeted yesterday they might not be done. I was referring to Gabe Davis because they had a good visit with him a couple weeks ago. He liked his visit a lot. I don't think he's quite healthy yet because he had that knee meniscus issue from last year. So he's probably more of a training camp conversation. But he's a guy you can get on the minimum, because he's already getting paid by Jacksonville. I think it's $12 million. Mm-hmm. So that's a value pick. But the Saints are still an option for him, a couple others, Giants. So, you know, you can go the number two receiver route. Jonnu Smith does solve some of that. I know they're really, really excited about his yards after catch ability. Like, that was a big boon for the team. And other than that, Jalen Ramsey, they do look at him as a chess piece that can play a little safety, that can play inside. I think you're going to see a lot of nickel slot cornerback, which is kind of like safety now, like it's all interchangeable. So you lose Minka, yes, you lose a safety, but Ramsey can satisfy at least some of that. You're going to see Joey Porter, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay on the field a ton, a lot with Deshaun Elliott. So then, do you need a fifth guy? Not always, but sometimes. So Juan Thornhill will be the guy right now, I think. But there are free agents out there, Julian Blackman, Justin Simmons. You know, there's some teams in the mix for both of those guys. So I don't know if they would be ideal fits, but I think they'll look at some of those options.
Jeremy, I'll just ask you, I was going to ask you about Simmons, but you just brought him up there. Just as far as wide receivers go, I just continue to be perplexed by the lack of any interest on the Steelers' part in even talking to Amari Cooper. What, if anything, are you hearing about why they seem to be completely uninterested in his services? And can you give us any background maybe? Did this guy suddenly stop being able to run in this offseason and therefore is not a viable receiver anymore?
Well, there are complications with all, like, accomplished players, I would say, that reach kind of that 30-year-old threshold, or they've done well in the league. But, like, they're only going to take a deal with so few dollars. Like, they have a threshold for what they'd step on the field for, and usually that's not a bargain, you know? Yeah. So that is an issue. So you're weighing the money versus what that player can still do. It is a case-by-case basis. I think Amari Cooper still has good football left. I know his last year, some teams were worried about the play a little bit. And so if you're the Steelers, you probably look at Jalen Ramsey and say, oh, he's 30, but he's still got juice and still has burst and explosion. In fact, I know that. So where Cooper, I think he still does, but teams vary on opinion on that. I have heard some whispers that, like, you know, the money that he would normally want might not be there for him based on how he played last year and the age. So, you know, Keenan Allen, I think he wants to be more on the West Coast. That's been my sense. So I think he's going to wait the situation out and see what develops there. Maybe go to an NFC or AFC West team, one of those type of options. So, you know, we'll see. There's some others out there, but it will probably be more of a training camp conversation. That usually stirs conversation because that's when these guys have the most leverage. And teams get to camp and realize, we don't love what we have, or early practices, some guy doesn't show out. they thought would be better. And, you know, I hate to bang the Roman Wilson drum, but I do keep hearing like they've been very happy with where he's at, not only from a off-season performance standpoint and a confidence standpoint, but he put on muscle. Like they say, he looks like a completely different guy. So I am buying that right now based on what I've heard.
Jeremy, why did the Steelers with the trade, why did they send Minka to the Dolphins instead of another draft pick? I had heard that the Dolphins would have almost preferred that, that they were looking for picks. So why did the Steelers feel like the best thing here was to, I guess dump is almost the right word, like let's get rid of this contract in this trade?
Well, I think the Steelers probably had to because of the money involved and tied to Ramsey. I mean, the Dolphins are only paying $3 million of his money. I believe he was owed $24 million this year. It sounds like the Steelers actually put a little bit on that to satisfy Ramsey. So that's a big chunk right there. So Minka's $15 million in cash or whatever it was. I think it was $15.5 million. You know, they had to get off the books for that reason. And they weren't real happy with the lack of splash plays the last few years. They love the guy and the player, but the production just wasn't there. So, you know, from Miami's standpoint, I do know Miami's been in cost-saving mode. Like, they did not want to pay much or any of Ramsey's salary. Like, they were pretty dug in on that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think a deal would have gotten done earlier. So, because of that, it was hard to get a good draft pick. So, they kind of put this on themselves a little bit. They almost had to take on Minka to sort of offset it. So, their logic is, we can get Minka for $15 million. We can get Ramsey off the books. And then we can go sign a free agent like a Rasul Douglas or one of those type guys at cornerback, a veteran to help. And then you're paying, you get two players for the price of one or two players and less money than Ramsey would have owed. So it's all a money game. But because I think that's the reason, to your point, why there wasn't a premium draft pick involved that Miami could get. It's a sliding scale. If Miami was willing to pay half of Ramsey's salary, I think they would have gotten maybe a third or fourth round pick potentially.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, all over all the Steelers' moves and possible moves with T.J. Watt. Jeremy, thank you so much. You're now third on my Mount Rushmore. Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, as long as I'm climbing, how'd I do? That's what I was wondering.
Oh,
I gave it a 9.6.
I might be getting the dynamite out, and we might be knocking one of those faces off, Jeremy.
See you later, Pelissero. Goodbye. See you, Jeremy.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
there you
go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.